Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. A dangerous coronavirus variant is wreaking havoc in parts of Europe. Experts fear U.S. could be next. That's from CNN this morning, Alan. As President Joe Biden in the U.S. pleads for states to stick with mask mandates, GOP governors ignore Biden's urging. This could turn out to be a very serious situation, as we seem to be going in the wrong direction in the U.S. in terms of protecting ourselves.
Well, David, there's a lot of things to be considered here, one of which is that politicians will often do what is best for their own preservation in office, and they don't particularly care about reality. The reality here is we're going to face what Europe is facing right now. That's how the whole pandemic started. It came over here. We had a president of the United States who said it wasn't going to be here, just a few cases, and now it became the worst in the world in so many ways. And now we have to face up to the fact that it's going to happen again with the variant. So we can make sure that we continue to protect human lives. And the way that you do that is you have mask mandates, you have separations, you wash your hands, and yet reality be damned. There's so many politicians who just will say we have to open things up no matter what. Well, that's a sure way to grow the pandemic to an even new height. So when we saw Walensky saying that we were doomed, she knew what she was talking about. She's the head person who examines all of the facts, and the facts are not good.
Well, let's turn to the U.S. and President Biden today, set to unveil his infrastructure package. He wants to fund it with years of higher corporate taxes, says the New York Times. In a speech today in Pittsburgh, the president will discuss the details of the plan. There are four main hard infrastructure categories, Alan. They are transportation and public water, health and broadband systems, as well as community care for seniors and innovation, research and development. The next phase of Biden's plan would spend still more money on soft infrastructure investments in child care, family tax credits, and other domestic programs. Perhaps the most important part of this is raising corporate taxes. The Trump administration had lowered them from 35% to 21%. Biden wants to raise them back up to 28%.
David, we do know that there are corporations that are not paying anything, major corporations. And one thing is to raise or lower the taxes, the other is to make sure that everybody's paying their fair share, including those people who have the most. We need to do that. And it's going to take some guts on his part because people don't want to pay taxes. The question, as I've said before, is where the cutoff point is going to be. Is it going to be $400,000? And a lot of people say, oh, that's okay, that's not me. But if it's going to be $100,000 or $200,000, which it's not starting out as, then there are going to be a lot of people who are hurt, and you will hear a cry from one end of the country to the other. We all know that you should pay your fair taxes, but on the other hand, what are those taxes going to support? If they really are going to support infrastructure, well, that's great. If they are going to support a defense department with another machine that will kill and that turns out not to really work that well, and that when we need our National Guard, we can't have them because of political interference, that's something else again. And people will pay taxes if they think the money is going to the places it should go. If they think it isn't, that's another thing.
Alan, two U.S. Capitol Police officers, James Blassingame and Sidney Hemby, who say they were injured during the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, are suing former President Donald Trump for inciting the crowd. What are their chances?
Well, I think we have a problem here. Look, Trump did it. There's no question. He said, we got to fight. You got to fight like hell. Nevertheless, proving it and making it come out that way is going to be a big thing. You know, you got a Supreme Court, which is the Trump court. He's put a lot of people on there. I have fights with my fellow panelists on this who have great belief in the court. They say, look, when Trump tried to steal the election, the Supreme Court said no. And you know what? They're right about that. But what they're not seeing, I think, is the idea that this court, which was appointed by Trump, will be with him on the marginals. And I think this kind of a case is the kind of thing where they say, well, you know, maybe he had freedom of speech, maybe he spoke too loud, but was he inciting? We all know that that's the case. He was inciting. But if the court says no, I have a feeling it's going to be no. So we'll go through the process. I hope they win.
The attacks continue on the Asian community. I don't know if you saw the story about the Asian American woman in New York City. Authorities now are searching for the man who viciously attacked the woman near New York City's Times Square. As she walked to church, the officials are admonishing bystanders who apparently did nothing to stop the man, as police say he kicked and stomped the 65-year-old woman. You often see and hear politicians say, you know, this isn't America, but it is.
It is. I just don't get it. Look, there isn't a subgroup who hasn't gone through this. People of color have gone through this. People who are Hispanic have gone through this. Jewish people certainly have gone through it. This is something that is endemic to the American society, that people tend to take out on others their frustrations and fall for this garbage in which they are unleashed against people who don't deserve it. This is something that really has to be dealt with, and dealt with now.
Alan, I see that G. Gordon Liddy, Watergate mastermind, died at the age of 90. The former FBI agent and Army veteran was convicted of conspiracy, burglary, and illegal wiretapping for his role in the Watergate burglary, which led to the resignation of President Richard Nixon. Your thoughts this morning about his role in that time in history, which I know you know well.
I do, because I was alive during that. And I have to say, Gordon Liddy was just an agent doing the bidding of those above him, and who never quite paid enough anyway for what he did. Gordon Liddy was the dirty underbelly of the Nixon administration policy and what led to Nixon's resignation and the entire Watergate scandal. As I remember it, he got himself a radio show. This is the United States of America. There is an old saying that only the good die young. Here is Liddy dying at 90.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.